swell, just like a city bell. Then I began to plot and plan the way to capture every man. The first retort I had was a cockney English lad. His dialect was quaint and queer, as he softly whispered in my ear. Walk to home, Molly, stop your blooming jolly. Here's me often, and now will you try me? If you say you're willing, I'll toss up a shilling, heads or tails, to win or lose, you blind me. Tails it is, I lose you, seems to quite amuse you. Smiling when be right, you ought to frown. Might have been me witty, might have had a kitty. Goodbye, Molly Brown. I left him there in blank despair, then strode up to Long Acre Square and wondered of them all who'd be the next to fall. I still had luck, for soon I struck a handsome Irish laddie-buck who gaily winked his eye, then heaved a tender sigh at Shanley's over-crushing lawn. He whispered, "See me, Colleen Bourne." Away now, Molly, you're a dream, be golly, sweet as any little Irish fairy. I'm the buffo for ya, faith I could adore ya. Run away with me to Tipperary. Laugh, you little devil, you know I'm on the level. Molly, if you're going to throw me down, so there's others in Killarney, 'twas just a bit of larney. Good